Blog Talk Radio.
Sound ready. Good morning, people. Or should I say good afternoon? Please, brother, with the pot. Hey, I'm on the radio now. Stop banging the pot. I'm on the radio. We'll do it later. Excuse me, people. Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to you. I'm having a little bit of internet difficulties. Just give me one moment. Just give me one moment. Okay, I think we are okay now. I am here again today. I'm here again today. I haven't been here maybe about 2 or 3 weeks. It's been a while, people. It's been a while, but I'm here today because I felt a need to be here today. I felt a need to be here today. There's some things that the God of Israel would like to say to you today through his prophet, through his prophet. The title of this broadcast today, Who Will Survive the Great Deluge, the Wrath of God of Israel? Let me repeat the title of this broadcast. This is a very, very serious, very, very prophetic, very, very important broadcast for you people today. There's I've been having a lot of dreams. I've been having a lot of visions. There's a lot of things that the God of Israel have been revealing to me about what's going on in this world and what is going to happen in this world. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, prophet. I'm his prophet. I prophesize for him. I speak for him. I do whatever he need me to do. So who will survive the great deluge? The great deluge, people. This is not no small thing that's already in this earth, and it's going to get even worse. It's going to get even worse than my people. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what have been revealed to me and what have been shown to me. Who will survive it? That's the question that I want to ask the people today. Who will survive? Not everybody is going to survive this week. And I know you believe your Jesus and your Buddha and your Allah and all your God going to help you. But they can't help you because they're not real. They're just statues. They're just pictures. They're just figures that they invented and created. And I say they, the people that rule this world right now. Satan and his agents. They created all your gods. So they won't be able to save you. And they won't be able to stop you from the wrath of the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. For anybody want to know his name. That's his name, Ahayah. I am, the great I am in English. Who will survive? I know you want to believe, oh, I love God. I'm going to make it. It's okay. Jesus is going to save me and my children. He's going to help me. But this is why I'm here today. This is why I'm here today as the mouthpiece of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahayah, the God of Israel, the God of the 12 tribes of the Hebrew kingdom. That's why I'm here today. I'm asking you a question. The God of Israel is asking you a question today. Who will survive? Who will survive? The great deluge. Great deluge. The wrath of God of Israel. So I have some scriptures today that I want to talk to you about through that today. But I want to know who you feel that's going to survive. I already know who's going to survive. And as I go through my scriptures today, it's going to prove to who's going to survive it. Who's going to survive? Okay, you think, is it, you see all the water stuff, floods and all the things going on in the earth. This is part of the deluge. This is the part of the deluge of the God of Israel. It's just going to get worse of people. Deluge me a lot and lots and lots of water. Lots of flooding. You got floods all over everywhere in America, Egypt, all kind of places right now. Got a lot of water everywhere. But the God of Israel want you people to know that it's going to be great. It's going to be so much water. The whole cities and countries and lands and mountains and hills is going to be under the water. So he want to know, do you want to survive this or do you don't want to survive? You got a choice to make, people. You have a choice to make. You either going to serve the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. He is the only true and one only God in this earth. You're going to serve him. And I can hear y'all talking right now saying I'm already serving because I love Jesus. Jesus is God. No, Jesus is not God. Jesus is not real. Jesus is just a white figure. The Bible don't, there's no way Jesus, you call him Jesus. That's not his name either. You dealing with the Hebrew kingdom. The Son of God is from the Hebrew kingdom, from the tribe of Judah. He ain't no white man. He come from Africa. See how dumb and stupidity you people are? He come from Africa. He's a Jew. You know, white man, the Hebrew kingdom is not white at all. Everybody that's a Hebrew, they black. Black as tar. And I ain't talking about just black folks. I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel people. So let me get into my topic today, my topic of discussion. Give me a minute. Let me get a little confidence here. Okay? Yeah. So right here, we're going to go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. We're going to show you the great deluge in the book of Genesis. See, this was right now what you people are seeing is a deluge. You got water everywhere, a lot of floods, a lot of water, a lot of everything, everywhere, water, 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 water. Water. I had that vision, that prophetic dream, so many times about water just taking over this earth. So it's nothing that me, his prophet, don't understand what's happening because the God of Israel already showed me what is going to end this world and what is going to end our lives. Okay? You know, you don't want to listen to a prophet. You don't want to listen to the God of Israel. You just want to continue in what you believe and what you think, and it's not true. It's what you believe and what you think is some religion, some doctrine that somebody taught you that don't got nothing to do with the Bible. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Your New Testament, so many injections and stuff that was made up in that. So who will survive the great day of the wrath of God of Israel? It started in the book of Genesis with our ancestors. When I say with our ancestors, I'm a Hebrew woman. That's why I say my ancestors, because I'm a Hebrew. Noah was a Hebrew. If you didn't know that, no, he's not a white man. All them pictures they painted him white and his sons white. No, 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 my people. That's just some art. That's just some art that was created by the Masoretes and the Michelangelo and all them artists, the Jesuits and all of them. Okay? That don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. That don't have nothing to do with Noah. Noah is a black man. Enoch is a black man. They all black. Okay? And I know it doesn't matter to you Christians what color they are. It doesn't matter to you what color God represent all color. What scripture is that? What scripture is that in the Bible that God represent all colors? There's not one scripture in the Bible. But you have many scriptures in the Bible that say God represent the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. They are his people, and he is their God. So whatever color Israel is, that's the color the God of Israel is. So Noah was black. All his sons was black. Yeah, Noah had three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. Okay? But we're talking about the great deluge. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you so you will understand where I am coming from and where the God of Israel is trying to take us in this broadcast today. So Genesis chapter 6, let's read that. Guest call-in number, anybody want to call in to speak to me concerning this topic or anything you want to ask. It don't have to be about this topic. It could be about anything you want to ask. Any questions, whatever you want to ask, I am here to answer your questions. The guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. And I am your host, Elisheba, the prophet of the God of Israel. Genesis 6, let's get that. Genesis 6, let's go to the great deluge. The great deluge now. See, right now, just dealing with deluge. All the water is just deluges. But in a minute, my people, in the minute, it's going to be a great deluge, just like the days of Noah. That's what he told the Son of God when he walked the earth. Tell my disciples, tell my people over there in Jerusalem, when he walked the earth, Africa, what Jerusalem is, it's in Africa. He said, tell my people that they will have a sign. It will be just like the day of Noah when I will return. So this is a prophetic event that's going to take place in earth before the Son of God return and hit this earth. That's why you see all the water, 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 water everywhere. When the great day of the Son of God returns, it will be just like the days of Noah. Meaning, a lot of water everywhere, a lot of homosexual activity, a lot of lesbianism, a lot of violence, a lot of evil and wicked people. Just like in Noah day, Noah time, everybody was evil. Everybody was violent. Everybody was wicked. Everybody had all their gods that they used to worship and call on and pray to. Same exact thing that's going on in this earth right now today. All your religions are false. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. There's no scripture in the King James Version Bible, anybody, NIV, SIV, whatever Bible you want to use. There is not one scripture to tell you people to have these ministries, these churches, these organizations, these mosques, shrines, synagogue. It's not one scripture in the Bible to back up what you people doing. So that means everything that you're doing is false. And the God of Israel have told you to do it. You do it because you've been taught behavior to do that by the masters and Satan himself. Now, this is a prophetic event that will take place before the Son of God returns to this earth. Genesis chapter 6. Let me talk to you people today. Let me talk to you people today, okay? Y'all need some talking, some help. Because you gone, you lost, you don't know, you don't understand, you don't know what's happening. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Let's start at verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters was born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And Ahiah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Right here in Genesis chapter 3. It's only going to be 120 years, and you Christians teach, all you pastors, bishops, elders, and all y'all people teaches that a man can only live 120 years. That's false doctrine, and that's false teaching. I know. I used to be a pastor. They taught me the same thing to teach to the people. That's false. Don't you know there's people living in this world right now that's 180 years old, 60 years old, still living right now at 100 and some years old, 80, 50, 60. False teaching. That scripture simply just means, people, that Noah will have 120 years to prepare the ark of the God of Israel, so him and his family can be saved from the deluge, the flood, the great flood. That's what that means. He had 120 years to tell the people, stop sinning, stop having sex with animals, stop killing your kids, stop masturbating. Stop hating your mom and your brother and your sisters and your cousins and all that. Stop hating the God of Israel for all these false, fake statues that you people love. That's what Noah was prophesying. He was a prophet. Noah was a prophet. Enoch, they all was prophets. So he prophesied to the people 120 years, was telling them, people, the great deluge is coming, the flood, and it's going to kill all you evil, wicked, miserable, God-hating people. He tried to warn them for 120 years. That's what that verse means. Ain't got nothing to do with a man living 120 years. Wrong, bishop. Wrong, pastor. Why? Because you people don't know the Bible. You just know a doctrine that they talk to. Religion. Okay? So Noah prophesied. And I have other books to bag up what I'm saying here. Anything I say, I can bag it up, people. With scripture. With scripture. So Noah prophesied 120 years. You Christians call it preaching. No, I wasn't preaching. He was a prophet. He was prophesizing. Speaking prophetically. And telling the people what was going to happen to them if they don't quit. And they didn't quit. And they didn't listen to Noah. And you people don't want to listen to me, the God of Israel prophet. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel prophet. You people don't want to listen to me. It's like they didn't listen to Noah. And he tried to tell them The flood is going to kill y'all. They laughed at him, mocked at him, made fun of him, scorned him and his children, his sons, scorned them. But they kept building. They kept, I'm going to take my time today, people. They kept on building the ark because they had a mandate. They had a charge from the God of Israel, Ahiah, to build the ark. So it would save him, his wife, his son, his three sons, and his three sons' wives, and all the good animals, good and clean, unclean and clean animals. You know the story. He kept building. Oh, look at that crazy man. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, it's nothing going to happen. Oh, we love our Buddha. Oh, we love our Allah. Oh, we love our Jesus. Oh, they're going to save us, Noah. We love Baal. We love all our gods. A star. They're going to save us, Noah. We don't believe in your God. He's not real. So Noah said, okay. Okay, we're going to see. So he kept building, people. Let's go to the next verse. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. Let me read verse 3 again. And Ahiah, that's his name, Ahiah, not Lord. Lord, that's not his name. That's an injected word I'm supposed to be in the Hebrew scrolls. It's just a translated version of the Hebrew scrolls. And Ahiah said, all through the Hebrew scrolls, you got his name. Name, his name, his name, his name, everywhere. Not no Lord and all that stuff. And Ahiah said, my spirit, CDR, you there? Don't let this food burn. I smell something now. Excuse me, people. And my spirit and Ahiah said, look what Ahiah said, people. My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. He ain't nothing but flesh to me. Just like I created them, I can kill them and take them down the same way. His also is just flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. Because he's about to kill the world. He's about to destroy the world with the great flood, the great deluge. There were giants in the earth in those days. I ain't going into that. That's a whole different lesson. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bear children to them, the same became mighty men, which are old men of renown. And God, Ahiah, saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that's exactly where we are right now, people, in the prophetic. That's exactly where this world is right now. And that's why you're seeing water, droughts, fires, and all kind of stuff all over the earth, because you are wicked. You are evil. Every thought, every imagination that a man, woman, boy, or girl think is evil. You don't think good. You don't think good. Your mind is only on being evil, being against the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, serving all your false gods and your idols and your images and all your stuff you love and want to do. You evil. Your mind is only evil to the God of Israel. Yes, you evil. Because you love the wrong God. That's number one. That's number one. I'm talking about the God of the Hebrew kingdom. He's the only God. You don't know that God. That's why you evil. That's why it was evil back in Noah's day. They wasn't trying to know Noah God. They hated Noah God. Y'all people hate my God. That's why you done gave him so many names. Jehovah. Who is that? That's not the God of Israel. Baal, Jehovah, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Hindu, Ita, all kind of names you came up with. You witches and warlocks. Y'all evil. Y'all are evil, violent, wicked, nasty people. And the God of Israel is ready to deal with y'all and take you down now. He's ready to take you down in this world with you. Because you don't pollute the world and everything else in it. Look what he said. You think you good, don't you? Oh, I'm good, girl. I'm good. I know God loves me. Do God really love you? What God is you talking about? I don't see no love up there, up in here, up in this earth that the God of Israel is giving nobody right now. Never have. You've been broke, poor, hungry all your life. Working as a slave on these slave jobs for these corporations. Your kids ain't nothing. They ain't getting nowhere doing nothing. What you think? Because you go to college and get a degree, that's nothing. No, the God of Israel don't like you, Pete. He don't like you because you don't like him. Because you close the bathroom door, bro, please. Because you don't like him. And that's why he don't like you. And that's why he ready to, could you close the bathroom door, please? Excuse me, people. And that's why he ready to destroy you. And turn everything off because you're sleeping. Excuse me, people. Whatever you're doing, I don't know. And that's why you people are about to be destroyed in this earth. Go to my next verse. And every imagination, verse 5 of Genesis 6, everything that you people think about, everything that you do every day, everything that you try to do or want to do, is evil in the eyes of the God of Israel. His name is Ahai. Verse 6, and it repented Ahiah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. See, right now, he's not even happy that he made man. He wasn't happy back then. You know how many years and centuries ago that was? The great flood, oh my God, people. Well over 10,000 years ago alone. Yeah, and you people still have not quit, and you still have not changed, and you still have not stopped. So it grieved the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, the God of the Hebrew nation, that he made man. It's grieving him right now that he made man. He hated it right now. I should have never made these people. Because these people ain't going to never change. They ain't going to never do nothing different. So look what he said. Verse 7. And the highest said, I will destroy man. Women, children, girls, it don't matter who you is. You see all these kids die. All kind of people die. All kind of stuff die. Yes, people. I will destroy man who I have created. Nobody create you but him. And can't nobody kill you but him. And the higher said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air. But it repent me. Oh, my God, it repent me. I'm grieved. I hate that I made these people. It repent me that I have made them. The God of Israel higher said, repent me. I made a mistake. I should have never made these people. And I know y'all want to believe God don't make mistakes. That's another religious slogan that you've been taught. They repented him saying, I got another mindset. I should have never created these people. That's what I'm saying to you. Yes, he's a perfect, wise God. Just simply saying that he should have thought twice or three times or maybe four before he created man. He was doing something good, creating life in the earth, creating men, women, boys, and girls, creating Adam and Eve. Look what they did in the garden. Wickedness went against the God of Israel. Adam and Eve, both of them, wicked and evil. To their children, wicked and evil. Listen, people. They repented to God is. But Noah found grace, verse 8, in the eyes of Ahai. Noah found grace. Favor. That's what the Christian church said is. But I'm going to say mercy. Mercy. Grace to me is mercy. I ain't going with that English virgin word for grace. Mercy. Noah and his family found mercy because Noah was a righteous man. Noah believed in the God of Israel. Noah followed the God of Israel. He didn't follow all the gods that was around him, like the people that was around him. They had all kind of gods. They was building statues, bowing down to, worshiping, planting groves and trees that they prayed to. All kind of stuff was going on. But Noah only believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of his fathers. Enoch was his father. Methuselah was Noah's father. He only believed in their God, not the God of the people that was around. Same thing today, people. Same thing today. Let's go to our next Bible verse. So he got on the ark, he built, the water came. It began to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, the great deluge. Y'all ain't seen no rain like you're going to see. You haven't seen no rain like you're going to see. Over there in Jackson, Mississippi, it's flooded out. They can't drink the water. Because the water power plant blowed up or whatever it did. The God of Israel is behind the people. Okay. Over there in Pakistan, we're going to get to that later. All over, you got New York, Philadelphia. There's so many floods everywhere. So me as his prophet, I come to warn you today. I come to warn you today. Warn you, me, and everybody else today. Let's go to Isaiah. Where we at right now? Yeah, Isaiah 41:18, people. So Noah got in the ark and the people began to rain. And God told him to go in. Get the animals in there, Noah, and lock the door. Locked the door. The people started to rain and they began to drown. They was beating on the door. No, no. Open the door, no. Help us. Please, no. We believe you now, no. Oh, no. Help us, please. Don't let us drown, no. Don't let us drown, no. Tell your God to save us. Please, no. We need help now, no. Please help us. No, just listen on the other side of the door. Probably was crying and weeping and everything else because he was a righteous man. He kept the law. Righteousness is of the law. Righteousness don't have nothing to do with no religion and no church and none of that stuff. That's all paganness. Righteousness is of the law, the covenant of the God of Israel. That's the only way we can be righteous, when we keep it and do it and do what the God of Israel told us to do in the Bible. No, the law ain't gone away. It ain't dead. It ain't changed. It'll never change. It's from one generation to the next. So they say, Noah, help us. Come on, Noah, we need you. Noah said, I can't open the door. I can't open the door, people. The door was prophetically closed. Couldn't nobody open it. But the God of Israel, he didn't want to lock it. He gave them people 120 years to repent and turn away from their evil and their wickedness and all of that stuff. Like he done gave us 120 years. This is a new generation now. One generation is 100 years. He gave us that time. Couldn't open the door. Isaiah 41:18. So that is a great day, Luke. If you're not righteous like Noah and his family, you will not be saved, people. You won't have no help. You're going to drown in the water just like they did. No, the God of Israel ain't going to care. Because he just told you it repented him that he made man. He ain't going to care. He don't care right now. He just still got mercy on us. He still got mercy on us. And he's still trying to get us to do what Noah was telling them people to do. But you ain't got no preachers. You ain't got no pastors. Them people, they ain't talking about nothing but money and all that stuff. You're not getting a prophetic. You're not learning about the God of Israel, what he wants. You're learning absolutely nothing. Religion. Isaiah 41:18. Let's get to Isaiah. So the great day, Lord, speak. Isaiah 41:18. I know I'm going to have to charge. My phone is going out. Isaiah 41:18. Know where we are in the prophetic. It's been revealed to me. So many things. Isaiah 41:18. It's just you people don't listen. You don't have no heart. You can't feel nothing. You froze. You cold. It's a scripture said that man heart will wax gross, will wax cold in the last day. That's why your heart's so cold. You can't feel nothing. You numb. You very numb to truth, to understanding, to knowledge, to wisdom. You people are numb because you're so full of your own selves. Okay. Isaiah 41. Come on, people. You need a real prophet. Not all these false, fake, phony prophets that set their own selves up. They bishops and all of them set them up. The Pope and all of them. Isaiah 41:18. It says, I will open rivers. Same thing he did back in Noah day. Isaiah 41:18. I will open rivers. I, Ahiah, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I will open rivers with an S. That's what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi, New York, Detroit, Philadelphia, Egypt, Pakistan, all over the earth, Australia, Brazil, everywhere, Spain, everywhere. I will open the rivers. You keep all that, that is Satan. Oh, that's Satan. That's the devil. Oh, the devil. There's not no script in the Bible saying the devil. The God of Israel said, I, in the book of Isaiah 41:18, I will open rivers and high places and fountains with an S in the midst of the valleys. I, God of Israel, higher, will make the wilderness a pool of water. A pool. I was way up there, man, on a mountain. Man, they couldn't get, it was so much water, man. The water probably was 1,000 feet deep. 1,000 feet deep was the water. You can't swim through that deep. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land. The dry land. This is what's going on right now, people. I'm speaking to you prophetic. I'm showing you what the God of Israel is doing right now. Not no devil, not no Satan, not no government, not none of these people. I will. ECE, them and GOC, no, that's all they talk about, what the government doing. Whatever the government ain't doing nothing, bro, but what they plan to do. But I'm talking about what the God of Israel doing. I'm talking about what the Bible say, the God of Israel say he will do. It says here, I will make the wilderness a pool of water and a dry land, springs of water. My God. Okay. This is what he's going to do for the remnant. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar. These are the remnant that's going to make it out of the deluge, the 10%. They're going to make it out of the flood. They're going to make it out of the fire. Because he said they're going to destroy this world with fire. You're going to have the floods to kill a lot of people too. But the last and final episode of this world will be fire. He's going to burn it up, the whole earth. Look what he said. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittai tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fig fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see. See, that they may see. Can't nobody put no springs of water in the wilderness. Can't nobody plant no trees in the desert. Only the God of Israel can do that. Only the God of Israel can do that. After he do the deluge with the water, that's what's on us right now, the deluge. The great deluge comes. Going to kill a lot of people. I'm telling you, people. Listen to me. His prophet, the God of Israel. Listen to him. Listen to the God of Israel. So after he do all of that, cleanse the earth with the water. It's a cleansing. That's what he did back in Noah's day. He cleaned up the earth with the water. Because the earth was so polluted. The people have polluted the earth so bad. Just like you people polluting it right now. With all your airplanes and your big cars and all kind of stuff you got to have and do and your big yacht boats. And yes, you polluting the earth. So he's going to cleanse the earth with the great deluge. And after he do that, the fire will come. You got drought coming. You got all kinds of stuff. Drought. Ain't enough water here. Ain't enough water there. But guess what, people? After all of that is said and done, when the God of Israel gets finished doing what he wanted to do, can't nobody stop him. the government and nobody else can stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. No one can stop him. He's a great warrior. He done fought many wars and many battles over in Jerusalem when his people was in their own land. He done took down many kingdoms, many nations. Can't nobody stop him. But he's going to plant all of this in the desert, in the wilderness, for the children of Israel, the 10% that would make it out of all this great destruction that is in this earth. It's only going to be 10%. Back in Noah's day, it was just eight people. Out of all the millions and billions and trillions of people that was living, it was only eight people that survived. This is the same God, people, that you're dealing with, that we are dealing with right now today. He's the same God. Even though you try to change his name, even though you try to paint a picture of him, give people statues of him, give crosses and all kind of stuff you gave to people, that don't represent the God of Israel. I'm talking about this is the same God that took down trillions and billions of in Noah's day. Yeah. He killed people all the time. All the time. Look what he said in verse 20 of Isaiah 41. That they may see and know and consider and understand together. Mm-hmm. That the hand of a higher have done this, and the Holy One of Israel have created it. See, you got to see, because you too blind. You cannot see the real God. My son made a statement the other day. He's 30-something years old. Oh, mama, don't nobody read the Bible. You know how old that Bible is? That Bible 10,000 years old. Yes, bro, it's 10,000 years and older. And that's why your life is a living hell right now and a wreck. I don't care how much we do and try to figure out the fix it. You cannot fix your life. You can't fix nothing until you go to the God of all gods, the God of Jacob, Yaakov in the Hebrew. Now, oh, people don't read the Bible no more. They don't even believe in the Bible. And I've been asking a lot of young people lately, do you read the Bible? Do you like, no, I don't know nothing about it. I don't read it. You is a sad, dumb, crazy, evil, wicked person. It's a history book about the God that created and put you in this earth. You don't want to read that, know that, and understand that. I ain't talking about no New Testament madness. I'm talking about the Hebrew scrolls. They may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of a higher have done this. The hand of a higher have done this. Look at Pakistan right now. Pakistan. I just read in the news today, Pakistan is in South Asia. See, I've been to Asia. I've been to Asia, people. Yeah, the angels took me there. It wasn't angels, it was a angel. Took me to Asia, South Asia. And I say, oh, my God, this is a beautiful place. I flew to Asia with him taking me there. I said, oh, what place is this? What place is this? This was about 2 years ago, 2 years ago maybe, 2-3 years ago that he took me there. What place is this? It's so beautiful, I said to him. He said, this is Angel, soft Angel. And they want to destroy this place. Who is they? Satan and his agents. So I know all about Asia, soft Asia. I've been there. It's beautiful. Very beautiful. It's eye-taking beautiful. That's what he wanted to show me. The beauty of it and how man is trying to destroy it and take it down. But right now, Asia is underwater, soft Asia, which Pakistan is part of that continent. It's underwater. You know what they said in the news today? We ain't never in history. We never witnessed this with our own eyes in history, all the water that we see in Asia. They said one-third of Pakistan is under the water right now. One-third. You know how many people dead over their feet? My God. My God, my people. You know how many people dead in Pakistan right now with one-third under the water? The last time I saw it in the news last week, they said it was thousands of dead bodies that they have found with a lot of children. I told you people 3 months ago, the God of Israel said, lots of people are going to die. The great deluge, the floods. He didn't tell me how. He just said, many will die, lots. Yeah, I made a broadcast about that too. Go back over in my audios and look at it. Look at me speaking prophetically about what the God of Israel wanted me to tell you people. Now look at Pakistan underwater. And it's still flooding. They can't stop it. It's still raining. They said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. And I told you people. I'm just going back over what the God of Israel told me to tell you people. So many things. I told you people about 6 months ago. That it's going to be things to happen in this world that your eyes ain't never ever saw in your life in the history of man. I made that broadcast. Go back 7-8 months ago. Listen to that. I told you things is going to happen in this earth that man ain't never seen with his own eyes. It's going to blow their mind. That was my exact words 8 months ago. So yes, people, I'm only here to speak to you for the God of Israel, Ahaya, Pakistan on the war, soft Asia, beautiful. The angel said, yeah, they want to destroy. I don't know if they could have been the people that lived there in Asia. It could be the government powers over that run there. I don't know. He just said they. He didn't tell me who they was. Now it's being destroyed like the angel showed me. And the God of Israel is behind that too. Because you must consider, he said, understand that the hand of Ahaya have done this. And the Holy One of Israel have created it. He the one created this world. He the one created this earth. And he could do whatever he want to do. And again, Satan can't stop him at all. So you witches, and I've been dreaming a lot lately about a lot of violence. A lot of violence in the earth, men and women and kids, everybody's turning so evil and wicked and violent. So they want to hurt people, they want to hurt, kill people. They want people to denounce their God or their gods or whatever they want to follow their God. You got a lot of witches, man. You got so many witches and so many warlocks and evil people that's practicing all kinds of evil in this earth. The other night, too. I saw it in a vision, see? They want to kill dogs. They want to kill anybody they can kill to sacrifice to Satan, their God. So you people got to wake up, man. You better learn. You better see. You better know what's going on in this earth. Isaiah 30:25. Oh, no, wait a minute. Isaiah. Let's go back to Isaiah 41. And that would be high or higher. We'll hear this. God of Israel would not see him. The poor God of Israel would not see him. I open Israel will make it through. I just say the three that they have, they need. You have an eternal life. And being in the presence of the most beautiful God that ever exists to mankind for what you people doing right now. Why would you give that up? Why? Why? Because you don't belong to the God of Israel. You're evil. You're wicked. Just like in the days of Noah. They hated the God of Israel. They hated him. Hate, man. I'm talking about with a great hate. Hate so much that you can't pick up the Bible. Hate so much that you can't say you love him. So much that you can't say you love him. Let's go to verse 19 of that. Let's turn my page here. Okay. Good. Let's go to the next one. This is, who will survive the great deluge, the wrath of the God of Israel? Where is all their God that they burn incense to and cry out to and lay down and shave all the hair off their head? And where is their God at now? Buddha and all of them. Exactly, people. I've been telling you for 3 years. God. You know how many shrines and temples of Buddha and statues of Buddha and Hindu and all them gods that they have created that's under the water right now in Asia. They got temples over there under the water. Yeah, I told you it's a great day. It was just like the day before. Yes. Understand. Asia. I got a scripture for that. Dude. In a minute. Let me keep going here. Yes. Pakistan. South Asia. Yes. Let's go to Isaiah, what is it? Isaiah 30 now. Isaiah 30, 25 verse. You only got one more scripture. I'm finished. Maybe two. Isaiah 30, 25 verse, people. Come on now. I'm telling y'all, people. Get ready. Get ready, people. Because it's going down. I told you that. I've been telling you that. 2023, and even before the end of 2022, see, we almost out. We got a few more months. I told you that. It's going to be things that happen that you never seen in the world history of life. I told you that 3 months ago. Look at Asia, Pakistan. Look at all kind of stuff. going on that they've never seen in history. Droughts, volcanoes blowing up, droughts that they ain't never seen in all kind of stuff. The glacier over there now, what's that place over there like the Afghanical? I can't pronounce it. Start with A. They said the ice is melting over there so fast. Antarctica, something like that, Antarctica. The ice is melting. I read this in the news a few days ago. The ice is melting so fast over there. That's going to be the great deluge. He said he's going to open up the fountains. He's going to open up the rivers for the remnant. And he's going to also open them up to destroy all the wicked and evil people in this earth. All that he don't do with the water, the fire will be next to do it. They got all kind of fires in California. They can't put them out. Everywhere fires. Can't put them out, man. Come on. They want to call it climate change. They can call it whatever they want to call it. But the Bible call it the God of Israel, wrath on an evil, wicked, rebellious people in this earth. Bro, are you cooking the full screws of things? Cydia, could you go in there and finish, bro, what you doing? Excuse me, people, give me a minute. Okay, the potatoes, yes. Okay, people. Listen, my people.